1340 KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime here on a 10-point lead at the end of the first quarter. Now a 2-point game at the half, 34-32 here on top. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Finals in. I believe six of the games are now complete. Harrisburg defeated Sturgis 79-41. Washington held off Pierre 52-47. Roosevelt 54, Aberdeen 36. Jefferson 63, Stevens 59 in overtime. Brandon Valley defeated Spearfish 70-48. And Mitchell defeated defending champion Yankton. In fact, that was a rematch of last year's championship game. Mitchell, the top seed, defeats Yankton 60-46. Halftime in Watertown, Watertown 15, Lincoln 14. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, at the half here, it's 34-32 Huron. We'll get to the stats, by the way. Just honored Moses Gross for his 150-pound championship last week in the state wrestling tournament, and also the, I believe, 7th grade Big Four boys basketball champions. Congratulations to both as they were recognized here at halftime. 34-32 Huron. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here on Dakota Sports.
Oh, it's a great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. SNBO, independent and family owned for 6 generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com. Member FDIC.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Halftime at the arena, and it's a tight one. Huron 34, O'Gorman 32. Huron a 10-point lead in the first quarter, but then O'Gorman a nice rally and hit the three at the buzzer to pull within two at the half. Rundown on the scoring for O'Gorman. 7 points for Noon Dute, nine points for Austin Turbine, 7 for Noon Dute, 6 for Caleb Turbine, 3 points for Hayden Groves and Henry Theobald, 2 points, Ryland Satter and John Lent. For the Huron Tigers, 13 points for C.J. Gainey, 8 points Anderson Porish, 7 for Blake Elwine, 4 for Gavin Moding, and 2 for Holden Haig. Shooting in the first half, O'Gorman 12 of 26 for 46%. I had him 8 of 13 in the second quarter. Huron went 12 of 25 for 48%. Three-point shooting, O'Gorman 4 of 8, 50%. Huron 4 of 11, 36%. Free-throw shooting, O'Gorman 4 of 6, Huron 6 of 8. Rebounding, 16 for O'Gorman, 15 for Huron. O'Gorman had five offensive rebounds. Seemed like more than that. Nobody has more than four rebounds. Four for Austin Turbine. Blake Elwine with seven rebounds for the Huron Tigers. So again, our halftime score, Huron up over O'Gorman, 34-32. Tight game here at the arena for a trip to the state tournament. We'll take a break of 2 minutes. Come back with our second half here at the arena on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Ready to go with the second half here on a 34-32 lead. Huron took the lead early in the game. They were down 6-4 and then went on a 10-0 run, led by as many as 10. O'Gorman's been as close as 1, currently down 2 here as we get set to go with the third quarter. Looks like it'll be O'Gorman possession here to start the second half. Great crowd here tonight, both sides of the arena. Huron mostly sporting orange, especially in the student section, the band over there as well. Gorman brought a nice student section here to watch tonight as well. OG with the ball as we begin playing the second half, and Knights will be coming towards me for the third and fourth quarter. Inbounds to Hayden Groves. He'll get O'Gorman into the offense. Dute at the high post, free throw line, gives back left. Bounce pass Turbine to Turbine. Austin with the ball. He'll drive. Has a lane under the basket. Leans in. Puts it up. No good. And a late whistle. And a foul going to go evidently on Huron. Late whistle. Foul going to go on McNeil. I didn't see what happened there. So Gorman will get another chance with the possession. Again, I thought the must have been something on the rebound is the only thing I can think of. Dute. Looking inbound, finally lobs it to Groves, makes a nice catch, almost stepped out of bounds. McNeil on him. Groves wants to drive, spins into the paint, kick out, three for Turbine, short. Rebound slapped out by Groves, and underneath is Turbine, has it knocked away, but it goes right, and the scoop shot is good. We're tied for Caleb Turbine. Missed the three, but again, Huron misses the offensive rebound, and O'Gorman has tied it at 34 on the first possession of the second half. Up top, it's Moding. Huron's got to relax and start doing what got him here when they had the 10-point lead. Anderson Porish up top. Huron spreads the floor. Porish dribbles left. Now flips back to Ganey on the left wing. Takes a long three, short. Rebound, and O'Gorman has a chance for their first lead since early in the ball game. Drive by Austin Turbine. Lost the ball, going to the hoop. Out of bounds here on possession. Turbine tried to force it, and Moding and Porish got in front of him. He just tried to force through it. Lost the ball, and it turns over to the Huron Tigers. 1 minute gone here in the second half. Tied at 34. Left side, it's Moding. Flips to Porish, and we have a whistle away from the ball, and that's going to go on O'Gorman. Didn't see what happened there. Might be on Dute. Emnoon Dute picks up his first team, one team foul apiece here in the second half, third quarter. Ganey goes to Porish on the baseline, backs his way down on Satter, kick back. Another three for Ganey is way short and will be out of bounds on the air ball. Well, Ganey had the hot first half, but misses a pair here to start the second half. And again, here's O'Gorman, a chance for the lead. Caleb Tervine, here on looking to trap if they can. Caleb gets in front court. There's the trap back in the middle, grows. Left side, and Colt McNeil comes up hobbling after that, but will play on as he's got the assignment on Caleb Tervine. Caleb Tervine has it on the left wing. Up top, Dute. Dute on the drive. Goes by Porish. Looked like a travel. It was. Shot clock was running down. Dute tried to take a Euro step, but just did a little skip in there. And McNeil does come out with Haig back into the game for the Huron Tigers. And Mooney back into the game for O'Gorman. Still tied at 34. 6:09 to go in the third quarter. And it's O'Gorman 2 here on nothing in the second half. Elwine will bring the ball up. He has not scored since the first quarter. Elwine, top of the key, comes right side, Porish deep. Now Moding, top of the key. Moding waits for some screens to develop, trying to find Elwine. Elwine gets it off the left wing. Elwine out there with Satter, backs it out. Screen coming from Haig. Now he waves him off. 14-13. Three for Elwine is short, and we're just taking threes right now. That's three here to start the second half. Again, tied at 34. Mooney on the drive. Kick out. Wide open three. Austin Tervine, no good. Mooney, offensive rebound. Force the miss, but don't get the board. Grows. Feeds in the corner to Satter. Back up top. O'Gorman, another chance here on the possession. Tervine, baseline against Porish. Reverse layup, no good. Forced it, well defended by Porish, and neither team can score right now. Here on 0-for-3, O'Gorman 1-for-5. Here's the Ganey with the drive, and he's going to be fouled. Two shots coming up for CJ. And really, Mooney was staying with him, but when Ganey went up for the shot, it was just that big, exaggerated fly swat blocked by Mooney, and that gets called a lot of the time. Mooney with his first foul, and the second team on O'Gorman. Two shots coming up for Ganey. His first trip to the free throw line leads all scorers with 13 points. First free throw is in and out, no good. Theobald, Caleb Tervine in, Austin Tervine, and Groves out for O'Gorman. As Ganey will try to salvage the back end here. Huron still has not scored here in the third quarter, 5:11 to go. Second free throw is no good. Missed them both. Dute with the rebound. Can't score right now in the third quarter. Dute into the front court. Flicks left side, Theobald. Up top, Mooney has Moding on him. Set the screen. Dute for three. No good. Long rebound. Porish has it. Got bumped a bit by Theobald, and neither team can score the basketball right now. Still tied at 34. 4:50 to go, third quarter. Here's the drive. Back in is Moding. Can't get away from Theobald. Has to get rid of it. Finally does to Haig. Haig will drive down the lane hard to the hoop, and he'll go to the line for two. He got a step on Mooney. Theobald came to help out, and the foul is on Mooney. I knew it was going to be one or the other. Second foul on Tayton Mooney, and Holden Haig to the line to shoot two. Had a bucket in the first quarter. His first trip to the free throw line. And hits the first one, and the drought broken for Huron. Finally score, and Huron leads 35-34 with 4:37 to go, third quarter. Second free throw in and out. Caught all the rim, popped out. Huron 1 of 4 from the free throw line here in the third quarter. One-point game, 35-34 Huron. Dude on the right side, Porish with him. Comes off left side. Here's the drive. Caleb Tervine to the baseline. Cut off. Up top, Theobald. He wants to drive. Flips it back to Mooney. Mooney, a couple of dribbles. Wanders back up top. The key, right side, Theobald. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Theobald now Dute again up top against Moding. Dute wants the drive. Jump stop. Kick out three. Mooney in the corner. No good, but Huron gives up another offensive rebound and a foul on the putback. Going to go against Huron. Huron just getting killed on the offensive boards. That happened a week and a half ago as well. Gavin Moding picks up his third, so a significant call here with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Free throw for Satter is short. Nobody wants to score. First free throw opportunities for Satter. He's got 2 points in the game. Evans in, Haig out for Huron. And I believe Caleb Terveen back in for O'Gorman. And I think Austin Terveen. They're twins. Second free throw, no good. Missed them both. Rebound Elwine underneath. It's a 2-1 third quarter in favor of O'Gorman. Drive, Elwine lost the ball on the floor, and Elwine trips up Dude going after the loose ball. Elwine tried to drive, had it stripped, and Blake will pick up his second foul. And the ball goes back to O'Gorman. Three team fouls apiece here now in the third quarter with 3:51 to go. Huron again shows some pressure in the backcourt. And Austin Terveen and Caleb Terveen will bring the ball up, being shadowed by Moding and Ganey. Now Groves will get O'Gorman into the offense. Right wing, Dute on the right side. Dute comes up, top of the key, drive. Terveen can't get the shot off. Open three, Caleb Terveen, in and out. Ball slapped out. Austin Terveen gets it and then is fouled. It was swatted in the stands by Elwine. So it'll be two shots for Terveen. And again, Huron gives up the offensive rebound. C.J. Ganey picks up his second, fourth team on Huron with 3:29 to go. And Huron just getting killed on the boards here in the third quarter. Free throw is no good. Austin Terveen will try to tie it. He has 9 points in the game. Second shot is good. One out of two. O'Gorman has scored 3 points here on one. Here in the third quarter, we're tied at 35 with 3:25 to go in the third. Ganey gets here on into the offense with Evans running the baseline. Go high post. Porish looking for movement. Porish tries to back his way in on Lent. Forces his way up off glass. No good. At least attack the basket. Here comes O'Gorman again. A chance for the lead, but both teams have had several chances to open up some space here. Instead, we're tied at 35 with 3 minutes to go. Ball slapped away by Elwine on the floor. Still on the floor, and finally jumped on by O'Gorman, and they'll take a timeout to save the possession. Timeout OG, 2:55 to go, third quarter. Tied at 35, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Well, we're back here at the arena. Ended up being a full timeout by O'Gorman. When they took the timeout, Roby signaled the 30, but then changed it to a full. 2:55 to go in the third quarter, and both teams searching for any offense at all. They were tied at 35. O'Gorman has scored 3 points. Huron has scored 1 point in the first 5 minutes plus here of the second half. O'Gorman will inbound on the baseline. Dute gets it to Lent, right back to Dute on the left wing. Dute comes around, guarded by Elwine, stops, almost traveled with it, flips it back to Caleb Terveen. Terveen, free throw line, right side Dute. Dute on the drive, into the paint, goes with the scoop, no good. Elwine has the board. Into the front court, Elwine stopped, almost traveled. McNeil now, Elwine at the top of the key. Can somebody score the basket? Here comes Elwine. Had the ball stripped, will stay with Huron. Out of bounds on the baseline. Huron will trigger with 2:28 to go, third quarter. Inbounds for Elwine. McNeil on the perimeter, up top, Porish. Cross court, Evans wants three, left wing. Yes! Needed with that one, and Carson Evans delivers his first bucket of the game. And Huron up 38-35, first field goal of the third quarter for Huron. Now O'Gorman on the attack. Austin Turveen gives to Caleb. Left side, he'll drive, goes into a triple team. He was fouled by Porish. And this will be two free throws for Turveen. Anderson Porish with his first foul, and again the fifth team on Huron. Satter and Theobald back in for Gorman as Doot and Lent come out. And now we're having a discussion about, I think Doot's supposed to shoot the free throws, and they initially took him out, or is it Lent? Now they're trying to decide who's going to shoot the free throw. And the officials now getting together trying to figure out who was actually had the foul called on him, and I'm not sure. It'll be Caleb Turveen that will shoot the two. He's got 8 points, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. You're on 38, O'Gorman 35 with 2:04 to go in the third quarter. Free throw is good. The lead cut to two. So again, bonus the rest of the way for O'Gorman. OG just with three team fouls themselves. Both free throws good for Caleb Turveen. And back to a one-point game, 38-37 here on. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, Elwine. Gets double-teamed on that right wing, flips to McNeil. High post, it's Evans. Evans backs his way in to the block. Nothing there, trying to get rid of it. Got to get rid of it. Finally pitches to Porish. Jumper on the baseline, rolls it in. Caught all the rim and dropped. 10 for Porish. Here on back up three with a minute 38 to go, third quarter. Groves drives, now backs it out at the top of the key. Groves into the paint, triple teamed, and threw it away. Threw it in the corner, and it was tipped away by Turveen, and then Evans picked it up, and he's going to be fouled in the backcourt by Satter. They had the double team set up, and you just don't want to reach, just make the opponent make a mistake. Satter with the foul, his first, fourth team on O'Gorman. Next one will put Huron in the bonus. Minute 25 to go, third quarter, 40-37. Huron on top. Elwine will bring the ball up. He'll be checked by Hayden Groves. Now they're going to pop a double team on him. Whip it to the left side, Evans. Evans looks underneath, brings it back up top. Evans backs his way in. Kick out Porish against Satter. Porish to the hoop. Trying to get it off. Has to kick out Evans. McNeil, three in the corner. No good. Offensive rebound. Ganey tried to punch it to Porish, and the ball was swatted away from Porish. It'll stay with Huron. Boy, he could have called a foul there on O'Gorman, too, as Porish was letting the ball roll out of bounds. I think it was Austin Turveen just shoved him, trying to hit him into the ball. They let that go. It'll still be Huron possession. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Inbounds, Ganey, three, left wing, no good. Rebound, and Evans saved it, but saves it right in to O'Gorman. Huron up three, O'Gorman ball, 50 seconds to go, third quarter, and a foul going to go on Porish as Turveen. He was just going to blast to the basket, and he wasn't going to stop for any reason. We really didn't have position on him that, though, and Austin Turveen will shoot two. Turveen with 10 points, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Porish picks up his second. 45 seconds to go, third quarter, and two free throws for Austin Turveen. Free throw is good. O'Gorman scored 4 points from the free throw line here in the third quarter. Huron's 1 of 4 from the line here in the third. One more shot for Austin Turveen. Got it, and it's a one-point game again at 40-39. Huron Theobald in. Austin Turveen out with 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Huron 40, O'Gorman 39. Some loose pressure. Doot back into the game, and he's going to guard Elwine, top of the key. Blake backs his way in, attacks the basket, lost it on the way up, and Elwine to the line for two. Blake has not scored since the first quarter when he had 7. Noon Doot picks up his second. We're both in the bonus here in the third, although just 37 seconds to go in the third quarter. Elwine, the sophomore, to shoot two. First one is good. Here on back up two with a free throw pending. Haig and Ogle in for Ganey and Evans. Those two in strictly for defensive purposes, and don't let those two guys coming off pick up a cheap foul here late in the third quarter. Here on up two as Elwine has the one free throw pending. And it is good. Nine for Elwine. Here on back up by three. About 2 seconds difference. Game clock and shot clock. O'Gorman into the front court. Here on trying to do a little trapping. Groves has Ogle on him. Groves will drive. Has a lane to the hoop. Missed the layup. Ball tipped out. Controlled by McNeil. See if Huron will slow it up for one. McNeil in the front court with 16, 15 seconds to go. Elwine with the ball in his hip. Dute gets out on him, trying to pick up a screen. Elwine drives, double teamed, and gets kind of pushed, and they're going to call a travel on Elwine. Looks like he got shoved off his feet, and now they're going to change the call, and it's going to go on O'Gorman. One official called travel, another official came in and called a foul, and Roby is at the half-court line and not happy with the official. It'll be the third foul on Theobald. And Blake Elwine back at the line to shoot two. 8.2 seconds to go, third quarter. Free throw is good. Oh, he made the shot. He made the shot. I got to keep paying attention. He made the shot. It was an old-fashioned three-point play. Huron up 6-2-1. And the three in the corner for Satter, no good. Huron a six-point lead heading into the fourth quarter. 45-39, timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Hop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
We head to the fourth quarter. Huron a six-point lead, and the end of the third quarter. First, they called a travel on Elwine, and so I wasn't even looking. And Huron throws the ball away on the inbounds. Stolen, and it's going to be picked up by Trevine, and a foul going to be called on Ganey. So Huron inbounds it to start the fourth quarter, and it was tipped away by Groves. And Huron wastes the possession arrow in the process. O'Gorman will have the ball. Ganey picks up his third. O'Gorman with the inbound. Comes all the way out. Austin Trevine. Groves has it on the left wing. Groves will drive. Kick out in the corner. Austin Trevine. He'll attack to the hoop. And a foul going to go either on Ganey or Elwine. And free throws coming up for Austin Trevine. O'Gorman was just 1 of 10 from the field in the third quarter. Here on 3 of 9. The foul is on Elwine, his third. So we have Elwine, Moding, and Ganey all with 3 for Huron. Theobald, the only one with 3 for O'Gorman. At the free throw line again is Austin Trevine. And bounces in the first free throw. O'Gorman back within the 5. Again, the end of the third quarter there, they initially called Elwine for a travel, so I didn't even see that the shot went in. Then another official overruled, called a foul on O'Gorman. Second free throw, no good. Porish with the board. It ended up being an old-fashioned three-point play. I didn't even see him put the points on the board. Here on up 5 with the ball, 7:38 to go in the ball game. 7 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Ball out of bounds. We'll stay with Huron. It was tapped away by Groves. Then it hit off the leg of the official, so it was still live. But then Groves trying to grab it went out. Now what are we doing? It looked like we're at Ganey and Groves doing a little repositioning of themselves. Inbounds now will come to Moding in the backcourt. 30 seconds gone in the fourth quarter. Huron up 5. McNeil up top. Porish. Porish Hard to the hoop, leans in, Satter blocks it. Foul on Satter, two free throws for Anderson Porish. Attacking the basket, Satter picks up his second. And Anderson Porish at the line to shoot two. He has 10 points in the game. First free throw is good. First free throw opportunity of the second half. Here on back up six, 46-40. 7:22 to go. Porish, the freshman, one more shot. And drops it in. 47-40 here on the lead, up to seven with 7:20 to go. Here on showing some trap. Doot gets it in the front court. Porish out on him. Doot on the left side now tries to drive into the paint. Floater from 10. It's good. Tough shot. Doot hit it. His first bucket of the second half. He has nine. 47-42, the lead back at five. Here's the drive, kick out, three for Ganey, and it out and in. It went down, came out, went back in. Ganey, his first bucket of the second half here on up eight, but quickly O'Gorman comes back inside low post. Oh, Satter can't get it, but he's fouled from behind by Ganey, and Ganey picks up his fourth foul. Well, we made the shot, but O'Gorman got a transition out of the inbounds and got it hard to the hoop. And Ryland Satter to the line to shoot two. And C.J. Ganey with four fouls. So a big call there against the Huron Tigers. Satter, free throw is good. He had missed two in the third quarter. Hits that one. And Mooney back into the game for O'Gorman. Huron's lead at seven with 6:48 to go. One more shot for Satter, no good, and Ganey still in the game, gets the rebound up ahead. Here's Moaning, he'll drive, go back door, McNeil for the layup. Huron gets the transition off the missed free throw, and Huron a timeout. Huron gets the lead up to nine with 6:39 to go in the game. 52-43, Huron timeout, 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Count on the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDNHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
6:39 to go in the game. Huron up 9, 52-43. Huron using a 30-second timeout. They have three full remaining. O'Gorman has two full and a 30 remaining here as we get down to crunch time. Full court pressure by Huron off the timeout. Get it into Terveen. Now back to Groves. Huron still pressing in the backcourt. Groves gets it across the timeline. Huron looks to trap. Bounce past Terveen. Terveen on the right side gets Doot. Doot gets the flip there on the right side. Doot flips in the corner now. Groves. Groves will go baseline. Pull up with a 10-footer. It's short. And Moaning with the rebound. Elwine coming up the left side of the floor. Now holds it back. Now spins again. Goes by Doot. Lays it up. No good. Rebound though. Elwine with the putback. Huron has their biggest lead of the game. 11 points, 54-43. 6 minutes to go in the contest. Doot, little shoulder fake, goes hard to the hoop, and a foul going to go on Elwine as he thought he blocked the shot, and that's number four on Elwine, and Huron's got to play careful defensively here on out. Noon Doot will get two shots. Blake Elwine has four. C.J. Ganey has four. You know, with O'Gorman, they're going to start, when Huron's on offense, they're going to try to see if they can pick up a cheap charge on either one of those two. First free throw, no good for Doot. Neither team's been able to shoot free throws consistently tonight. Caleb Terveen, Henry Theobald back in for OG as Groves and Mooney out. And Doot with one free throw pending. Second shot is good. Huron at 14 fouls, too, so O'Gorman has the bonus the rest of the way. 10-point game with 5:55 to go. Huron up 54-44. Back door, oh, Moaning was open, couldn't get it to him. Moaning now pops out in the corner. Boy, he was wide open underneath the basket. Porish, he'll go baseline, and did he step on the baseline? Nope, foul on O'Gorman. be the second team. Huron will run the out of bounds on the baseline, far end of the floor. Ryland Satter picks up his third, and that's going to bring John Lent back into the game, replacing Satter. They're both about the same build. Stocky, about, I think Lent's a little taller at 6'4". Lob comes all the way out to Elwine. You're on a fresh shot clock, but again, we're not worried about that right now. Too much time to go. Elwine drives, gets a bump, banks it in for two. Elwine with the bucket, a timeout here on. Here on up by a dozen, 5:33 to go in the game. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Plantlist is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
5.5 minutes to go in the game, and off the timeout, Carson Evans and Holden Haig come in as both Elwine and Ganey with four fouls will sit here for the time being. Here on two timeouts remaining. Again, pressure in the backcourt. Theobald comes back right side. Austin Terveen. Terveen right wing. They're trying to post up Lent. Back up top, Dute. He has Porish on him. Flip back, reset here. Theobald comes left. Caleb Terveen, here's the cut. Free throw line, nothing there. Back it out, Dute. Dute fakes, drives, crashes in, and a block going to go on Holden Haig. Just like a week and a half ago, they won't give here on a charge call. Now, that one looked like in position. That's a tough one to take for Huron. Haig picks up his first foul, and Noon Dute to the line to shoot two. 5:10 to go in the game. Dute, first free throw is short. O'Gorman struggling from the free throw line. In for the first time that I recall, Jackson Bjerkman for O'Gorman. And I believe Groves back in as well for the Knights. Second free throw, Noon Dute is short. Missed them both. Rebound tipped up, and McNeil controls it for Huron. Huron up a dozen with 5 minutes to go in the game. Porish, left wing. Dute tries to knock it away. Picked up by Moding. Up top, who's going to step up and score here? There's a foul away from the ball on O'Gorman. It looked like Lent ran into somebody. Didn't see what happened there. I think Huron was setting a screen, and Lent ran somebody over. Lent picks up his third foul. And that will bring Satter back into the game and Lent out for the O'Gorman Knights. Huron run the out-of-bounds play with a fresh shot clock. 4:55 to go. McNeil got to get it in. Finds Moding in the corner. Back up top, McNeil, and here on again, see if they can run some shot clock. Porish, he'll start to drive, backs his way in on Dute. Lost the ball, and the last touch by Porish. Anderson not protesting. It looked like Dute hit it out, but I think Anderson just lost it because, again, Anderson did not protest at all. Huron turns it over with 4:44 to go. Lead still at a dozen for Huron. 56-44, O'Gorman grows into the front court. Bjorkman on the right wing. Looks back up top. Satter reverses to Groves. Groves off that left wing. Tries to drive on Haig. Stays in front of him. Flip back. Austin Terveen. Terveen, and there's a foul going to go on Haig. And Haig just kind of swiped at him and grabbed his arm. That was an easy call. And two free throws coming up for Austin Terveen. Terveen with 13 points. That'll be the second foul on Holden Haig. And Terveen will shoot two. 4:22 to go. Free throw is good. Terveen with the bucket. or with the free throw, I should say, Mooney and Caleb Terveen back in for OG. See how much longer we go with Elwine and Ganey on the bench with those four fouls. Lead is still at 11 with a free throw pending for Austin Terveen. Second shot is good. Hit them both. 10-point game, 56-46 with 4:20 to go in the game. Porish will bring the ball up this time against Groves. Colton Ogle's going to check in at the next whistle. Hand it back now to McNeil, and he traveled with it. He started to make a move and lost his balance, and Huron has turned it over twice without shooting the basketball. Ogle in, Hague out for Huron, and boy, opening the door here for O'Gorman with just turnovers where you're not even getting an opportunity to score. Mooney into the front court against Moding as we hit 4 minutes to go in the game. Mooney, right side, flips back up top, and there's a whistle. Offensive foul on O'Gorman. I believe it's on Satter as he ran over Moding on a screen, or setting a screen, and moved into him. That's foul number four on Satter, and Huron will get the inbounds. Long pass, Porish down the floor, steps in, lays it up for two. The length of the court pass to Porish, and Huron back up by 12. Timeout on the floor, 3:55 to go in the game. Huron 58, O'Gorman 46. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron down to one timeout left, leading by 12. Inbounds in the backcourt. Again, Huron showing some pressure. Just make O'Gorman to work to bring it up. Groves, now Terveen on the right side. Still Elwine and Ganey on the bench. We're still up by 12. Outside Mooney. Gets him into the offense. Austin Terveen on the left side. Back up top. Groves resets the offense. Mooney on the right side. Huron trying to trap in the corner. Three for Terveen. Got it. Big shot for Austin Terveen. And O'Gorman within single digits. 58-49 with 3:23 to go in the game. Ganey and Elwine will come in at the next whistle. Moding had the ball tipped away out of bounds. And that will let the two Tigers come in. So 9-point game here with 3:15 to go as Elwine and Ganey in and Ogle and I believe McNeil out. And now Noon Doot back in for O'Gorman. That's probably with the fact that Elwine's back on the floor and Bjorkman going to come back in for OG as well. 58-49 here on 3:15 to go in the game. Both teams are in the bonus the rest of the way here. Inbounds comes to Moding outside, gives to Ganey on the right wing. There's Porish in the corner. Anderson starts the drive, stops at the corner of the lane. Gives back to Moding. 10 seconds on the shot clock, and Moding threw it away. He and Ganey were not on the same page, and Ganey started to move in towards the lane, and Moding threw it behind him. And the ball turns over to O'Gorman as we hit 3 minutes to go in the game. Here on up nine, O'Gorman with the ball off the Tiger turnover. Terveen fakes a three, step back, has another one. That one no good, and Elwine a one-handed rebound. Held your breath there. 2:49 to go here on up nine. Into the front court, get it to Moding on the left wing. Moding hands it off to Elwine. Huron will spread the floor. Grows out on Elwine. Right now, Elwine the ball on the hip. Use some shot clock. He'll back it out. Porish there to set a screen. Oil line goes the other way, gets a bump, banks it up, too strong. Rebound underneath for O'Gorman. Good look, didn't go. 2:25 to go. O'Gorman still down 9, nearly a steal. Trevine drives the paint to the hoop. Lost it on the way up, and a foul going to go on Huron. It was knocked away, I believe, by Porish. It looked like a pretty decent strip. Instead, Austin Trevine to the line to shoot 2. He's hit 3 of 4 here in the fourth quarter, and O'Gorman can nibble away a little more at the lead. Evans with the foul, his fourth. And again, it looked like he had a pretty decent strip. Free throw good. As Austin Trevine, pretty much the money man now for O'Gorman. He has 19 in the game and 7 here in the fourth quarter. The lead is 8. Second free throw is good, and O'Gorman cuts the lead to 7. 58-51 with 2:15 to go. Ganey has Moding on the right wing. Moding behind the back. Now stops. Still on the dribble. Kessler staying with him. Back outside. Drop step by Elwine. 2 minutes to go in the game. Here on up 7. Elwine on the drive to the baseline. He's double teamed. Wraparound ball picked up by Elwine. Gets it back to Moding. 8, 7 seconds on the shot clock. Moding gets... Oh, no. There had to be a... Oh, an offensive foul going to go on Moding. Huron can't get that call. And they give it to O'Gorman. My goodness. Moding with the foul. I can't believe it. His fourth. Moding, Ganey, and Elwine all have 4. That's a tough one for Huron to take. O'Gorman has the ball down 7 with 1:45 to go. Got a D up. Getting a lot of noise here in the arena. Groves in the front court. Watched by Moding. Groves on the left side. Back up top. In the corner. Dute on the right side against Porish. Dute will come to his right. And, Porish fell down. Shot up in the lane. No good. Porish is down and injured. A foul going to go on O'Gorman on the rebound. And Porish is slow to get up. The foul is on Satter. That's his 5th. He fouls out, having scored 3 points. Leads the game with 1:22 to go. Right now, Moding telling the coaches, get Porish out there as he's hobbling a bit on that right leg. Elwine will shoot 2. Need to knock down the free throws. Blake has 16 points. He and Ganey with 16, and Porish has 14, I believe. And trainer's going to get a look at Anderson Porish. He kind of turned the ankle there as he was guarding Dute on the play. Dute missed the shot, by the way. First free throw good for Elwine. Here on back up 8. So makes it a 3-possession game with 1:22 to go. Porish trying to walk it off there behind the bench. Second free throw for Elwine. Good. Got them both. Here on back up 11. Or 13. Now, what is it? Okay, yeah, we had a mistake there on the scoreboard. I thought so. 61-51. Huron leads. Or 60-51. Okay. 60-51. Huron leads. 1:22 to go in the game. Huron again. Pressure in the backcourt. Get it up ahead. Trevine, right wing. Launches a long 3. No good. Too strong. Haig has the rebound. Gets it to McNeil. In the backcourt, Elwine. Huron up 9 with the ball. Foul in the backcourt. Going to go on Caleb Trevine. And Blake Elwine to the line to shoot 2. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Huron with 1 timeout left. OG still has 3. 60-51. Huron leading. And 2 free throws again for Elwine. First one is good. Blake now with 19 points. And now it's a 4-possession game at 61-51 with 1:06 to go. Second shot for Elwine is good. Hit them both. The lead back at 11 as we hit 1 minute to go in the game. O'Gorman in the front court. Bjergman, with the ball. Dribbles off to the right. They're wasting time. Dute with the ball. fumbles it, comes back out. He's going to drive on Elwine. Elwine out there with four. Lob pass Groves. Groves will take a three, left elbow, no good. Rebound, Moding grabs it. And he's going to weave through traffic into the front court stop, give it to Ganey, and that could slam the door shut for the Huron Tigers. Foul going to be called on Austin Turveen as he just kind of shoves Elwine. And Orange Nation is on their feet in the Huron Arena. Two shots for Blake Elwine. 36 seconds left. You can feel it now, but I'm not comfortable till I see three zeros on that scoreboard. Elwine to shoot two. First one is no good. That's okay. Elwine's done his job at the free throw line. O'Gorman coming in with guys who haven't played yet tonight. James Stewart into the game, along with Milian Amare. So right now, Roby kind of thinking, we have this in hand. Second free throw, missed them both. Rebound O'Gorman, but an 11-point lead. Left side, you have some second-string guys in there. Groves still out. I think it's all seniors out there is what it is for O'Gorman. Jumper from the free throw line, no good. Elwine with the board, and Huron will dribble it out. And for the first time in 4 years, the Huron Tigers are returning to the AA state tournament. Huron Tigers will win it, the final, 62-51. Congratulations, Tim Budenhagen and the Huron Tigers. Orange and black is back at the state AA tournament. The final, Huron 62, O'Gorman 51. 2 minute timeout. Gary Zell, Auto Glass post game next on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Hi. I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. After a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Oh, what a feeling. Huron Tigers in the AA tournament for the first time, well, first time playing in a state tournament since 2019. Of course, 2020 never got played due to COVID. Huron will have a number six seed, and they will play the number three seed, Brandon Valley Lynx, in the first round of the state AA tournament a week from this coming Thursday in Sioux Falls. So we're going to have a long stretch here a long break, but hey, this is the break you like when you know you still have three games to go in your season at this stage of in March. So Tigers win. It's going to be an extended Gary Zell Auto Glass post game because got to do the net cutting and all that. It'll be a while before Coach Bud comes up, but he'll be up, and we're going to talk about this one and get ready for the state tournament. Timeout 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Home, truly the right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on Tigers going to the boys' double-A tournament. As I said, first time since 2020, even though we didn't actually play in that tournament. So last time we played in a state double-A tournament 5 years ago in 2019. I've been holding on to this one till now. 5 years ago today, Tegan Evers, Watertown Arena. That says it all. Oh, Bud's up here already. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, come back and talk to Bud next on Dakota Sports.
2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson.
1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
We are back at the arena, and Buddenhagen came up, and I guess first things first, Coach, you decided this is the boys' time, let them cut down the net.
My time. They put in the work. They busted their tail. I might lose it tonight.
Oh, gee, I can't really tell. Want me to take another break?
Yeah.
1 minute timeout and back here to the arena. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Thanks, Duff.
Oh. On the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Back at the arena, continue the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game as Coach Tim Buddenhagen joins us here. Tigers a 62-51 win. Coach, outside of the first, I think, 3 minutes, we led the whole way. I think we were down 6-4, went on a 10-0 run, never could completely put them away, but we made free throws when they weren't. We made just enough plays to keep that lead when they got within two and within one. Give the boys credit. They worked their way through this.
Well, and we had a ton of foul trouble. Three, four, had to sit CJ and Blake at the end. I mean, we built 11-point lead, just said, well, we got to get them out now.
Yeah, we played 2.5 minutes with the lead not changing,
right,
basically.
We did. You know what? I'm so proud of these guys, the journey that they've taken me on. You just never know. You know, the CJ's sick. We don't know if he's going to play. He's at the emergency room. We just didn't know. It'll remind me of Chad Wild at the 04 championship, where the night before the championship game, he gets sick. We don't know if he's going to show up. But dang, that first quarter, he was on fire, and he just kept us loose, I think. All of a sudden, shots started to fall. Second half didn't look good to begin with, because all of a sudden, first 3 or 4 minutes, we just couldn't hit a bucket. We couldn't get anything to fall.
But neither was O'Gorman. Kind of like Rapid City Central before,
right,
Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. We just couldn't get anything to fall. Then all of a sudden we got to the free throw line. Holden, I think, got us a 1-point lead. And then I think we took a little breath, and then we were able to get some hoops, get some stops. That was the key. I thought, we told them they get to 60, well, we can't win that game. And thank God that... We didn't let them get to 60.
You know, and Huron also O'Gorman. Watertown defeated Lincoln tonight. Two Sioux Falls schools go down. Not like we're going to brag about that, but nice time for the ESD.
Absolutely, because, you know, the ESD brings a crowd. This is a community thing. I mean, look at the tremendous crowd tonight. I'm so proud of the Huron crowd and the band and the cheerleaders and our student section, parents, community members. I mean, this was loud. This was a great environment for a high school game.
This is what the Huron Arena is about.
Right, our guys appreciate it. I appreciate it. That's why I love coaching here in Huron, because of this atmosphere, because of these people, because of the work ethic and everything. I mean, it's just tremendous. Congratulations to Coach McClements, one of my best friends in the coaching realm. I can't wait to see him.
And our first-round opponent will be Brandon Valley. They should be overconfident from when we played them a week and a half ago. Hopefully one of your other best friends, Brent Deckert's, yep, there as well. Just brings a full circle ESD.
Absolutely. You know, he's been going through some tough times. Love that guy to death. Prayers for him on a speedy recovery. But I know I'm not going to get any help from him on Brandon Valley.
Like he used to.
Yeah, exactly. I got every CD or DVD that Brandon ever played from, I don't know, 2000 to 2014, 15. But this is an awesome experience, Duff. I didn't ever think that maybe I wouldn't get back to the state tournament. So we're going to enjoy the ride this year, enjoy the journey, but we're going to be ready for Brandon Valley in 2 weeks.
So, a couple of comparisons. You touched on it already, and I was thinking it all the way through once I got here, and you told me about CJ's situation, exactly like Chad Wild. If you forgot about that, he was sick. He was in the ER out in Rapid City the day of the state championship game. You guys didn't see him until you got to the Civic Arena.
Right. We saw CJ at the shoot-around. And then all of a sudden got a text from his mom, hey, might have to take him to ER. He's not doing very well. Then she said, he's not missing this one. That's what CJ said. And then same thing with Chad. We don't see him all day. We're wondering, what do we got to do, to get him to play? And then all of a sudden he showed up. And he had he was a key factor, obviously, in that state championship game, just like CJ was tonight. I mean, CJ hit some bombs tonight. And you can't replicate what he does on defense.
Then the other thing I was going to bring up, I just started to say it when you came up here. We like March 2nd. March 2nd, 5 years ago, Tegan Evers, Watertown Arena. March 2nd has treated us well the last two times it's fallen on a Saturday.
Well, hopefully we can keep playing March 2nd then. Next year we'll have to get that Sodak 16 game on March 2nd. But this is awesome experience, Duff, and I appreciate you too. But
one last thing.
Yep.
I got this out too. I've been roasting up here in this sweatshirt because this is 5 years ago. You can't see it because we're on the radio, but I'm wearing the same sweatshirt. I just showed Bud a picture of me interviewing Coach Scouten after the Tegan Evers game, so I thought I'm pulling this one out as well. And hey, so time to celebrate. Now, it's kind of a good thing, bad thing. After when you're high like this, you kind of want to keep playing. We know it's going to be almost 2 weeks off, but bottom line is that's a break we'll take because we know we're still not done.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, these guys have worked their tail off. We progressed further than I thought we would this year. Give those seniors credit. They had confidence in us. We have confidence in them. We constantly in communication about game plan and all that other stuff. So, I love those guys. They know it. After the game, I didn't know if I could hold it together because it's
You didn't, so there. Yeah,
it's just been a tremendous journey, a lot of work, a lot of late nights. But, this right here, just watching it from up here, taking a step back, it's fantastic.
And lastly here, you told me a long, long time ago, back before 2010 sometime, you go as far as what your seniors can take you. This is a testament to that senior class.
Absolutely. They're a gritty bunch. Really gritty, tough, hard nose. They want to compete. They want to win. And I think the younger guys are learning from that, and they're taking a step. We got big shoes to fill next year, but we're going to enjoy this state tournament because in order to win it, you got to get there. We got to prepare. They're gonna have to start learning how to prepare for a state tournament atmosphere. I think we're the last game of the night, so it should be. Brandon will bring a big crowd. Hopefully, we got a break.
Tiger Nation will be there.
We bring a big crowd, and it should be loud. We're going to have to figure out how we can stop them, but that's for later tonight, I think.
By the way, CJ Gainey, first National Bank player of the game, that goes without saying.
Absolutely. He had a fantastic night, gutted it out tonight. Can't say enough good things about him either.
Coach Tim Budnagan getting the Tigers back to the state AA tournament. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, do the stats, wrap things up on Dakota Sports.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands.
Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Continue on the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. Let's run down the stats for this game. Huron 62, O'Gorman 51. Huron will take a 13-8 record and the number six seed into the state tournament. We'll play in the evening. We believe the final game we know will be Thursday evening against the Brandon Valley Lynx. For O'Gorman, finishing out the season 10-11. Austin Turveen led the way with 20 points, 8 of 10 free throws, 10 points apiece for Caleb Turveen and Noon Dute. Then after that, 3 points apiece, Ryland Satter and Hayden Groves, 3 points for Henry Theobald, and 2 points for John Lent. For the Huron Tigers, now 13-8 on the season, 20 points for Blake Elwine. He was 8 of 10 from the free throw line. Double-double for Blake tonight, 20 points, 12 rebounds, 16 points for C.J. Ganey, 14 for Anderson Porridge. Gavin Moding had 4 points, 2 points for Colton McNeil, 3 points for Holden Haig, and 3 points for Carson Evans. For O'Gorman, they were 15 of 45 from the field, 33%, 5 of 18 on threes for 29%, 16 of 26 free throws for 61.5%. Those missed free throws in the fourth quarter really cost O'Gorman tonight. For the Huron Tigers, 20 of 41 from the field for 49%, 6 of 18 on threes, 33%, 16 of 23 from the free throw line, just enough at 70%. Some other stats, 29 rebounds for O'Gorman, 5 for Austin Turveen, also for Ryland Satter. Huron with 32 rebounds, 12 for Blake Elwine to lead the way there. Huron with 10 turnovers, O'Gorman with 9. So those are the stats. The stat is on that scoreboard. I'm still staring at it as the Huron Tigers win it tonight 62-51 and heading to the state AA basketball tournament. We'll do a final Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update as everything is final in AA. Harrisburg, 2 seed, defeated Sturgis 79-41. 4 seed Washington, edge number 13, Pier, 52-47. Roosevelt, the 5 seed, defeated Aberdeen, 54-38. Jefferson slipped past Stevens, 63-59. In overtime, Stevens had that one. Brandon Valley rolled over Spearfish, 70-48. Now it's Lynx and the Tigers. Mitchell, the top seed, ousted defending champion Yankton. Rematch of last year's championship game. Mitchell, 60, Yankton, 46. And Watertown, well, nobody can make a bucket there. Watertown defeated Lincoln 31-28. And that's your final scoreboard update with Kurtz Heating and Cooling. So now I got a few days off. I'll be out with the James Valley Vikings. We're doing here on state tournament basketball the next 2 weekends. James Valley Christian We'll be in the B tournament out in Rapid next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'll have those games for you here on Tiger. Again, we'll have JVC on Tiger 95 this coming weekend. We'll have Wessington Springs, their SODAC 16 game Tuesday here at the arena against Waverly South Shore. That'll be probably on KOKK now that we kind of know where the games are going to be. That'll be on KOKK on Tuesday night. And Wessington Springs with a chance to get back to the state tournament. So that's our schedule here for the upcoming week, and it's a week from this coming Thursday. We're still 12 days away. It's going to be a fun party to get there here on Tigers. Brandon Valley Lynx headed to for a first-round matchup on a week from this coming Thursday. Again, C.J. Gainey, First National Bank player of the game. Congratulations to the Huron Tigers back in the AA tournament, first time in 4 years. Thanks to Amanda back at the station. Had to deal with me doing a lot of yelling tonight, but this is when it's fun to do. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to Exclusive.